The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, has expressed concern over the granting of bail to Amina Okpara of the infamous Al Noor Child and Youth Care Centre, or CYCC, by the Cape Town Magistrates Court on Tuesday. A court watching brief has been instituted by the Department of Community Safety to ensure that due process is followed in subsequent hearings. Okpara was freed on 5,000 rand bail despite state prosecutors insisting that she was a flight risk, as her husband allegedly flew to Nigeria after the CYCC was shut down. She was arrested by the Hawks on 15 June for having allegedly stolen donations and funding provided to the Woodstock-based orphanage. She faces three counts of contravention of the Immigration Act and a charge of fraud. Additionally, Al Noor's facility manager, Nkululeko Moboniswa, will appear in court in September on two charges of assault GBH, sexual assault, and the grooming of a child. He was previously released on bail for 400 rand. Minister Fritz said, "Al Noor's corrupt activities became apparent to me in early July as a fake document was circulated in my name whilst I served as the Minister of Social Development. This document constituted fraud and impersonation. I did not give direction, as stated in the document, to support a holiday program facilitated by Al Noor Orphanage. It is my understanding that she will appear in court again in November. The Department of Community Safety will continue to monitor this through its court-watching briefs to ensure that due process is followed," said Minister Fritz. Minister Fritz further added, "I commended the Department of Social Development for having deregistered Al Noor and ensuring that it can no longer legally operate as a CYCC. The appeal authority is Minister of Social Development, Shana Fernandez, who will consider all the facts in the matter and make a decision. Under the leadership of Minister Albert Fritz, the Department of Community Safety will continue to use all the tools at its disposal to safeguard the residents of this province."